it's just another morning waiting for the sun to shine. I just can't keep my eyes closed, so many things on my mind.
I'm milling about with Rusty Young. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Tell me,
it's exciting times. Very exciting.
I know, very exciting times. Tell me about the inspiration for waiting for the sun. There's no G.
Well, that song is the title tune of the CD, and it's a song that's about writing this CD. The way I did it was that I would get up in the morning before the sun, it'd be dark, grab my guitar and a legal pad and a cup of coffee and go downstairs. And I live in the Mark Twain National Forest.
Wow.
Yeah, and a log home there that we built. And so I'll get up and it'll be pitch black, and then I would watch the sun come up over the hill. And I'd work from 4 to 9 generally in the morning. And it was so inspiring looking out, seeing the sun come up and having my guitar there. I had just woken up, so I was really, my brain was fresh. And I did that every morning virtually for about a year to write the songs for this project. And, you know, that first song, you know, it's exactly what it was like every day writing. It's just another morning waiting for the sun to shine.
How do you navigate living in a log cabin in the middle of the woods, in the middle of nowhere? Do you like it, or do you feel like completely isolated?
No, I like it. I like, you know, getting away from crowds and having the peace and quiet of the country. And it's called Pucky Huddle, and there's like population 50 around where I live. So there's not a lot of hustle and bustle going on there.
Pucky Huddle.
Pucky Huddle, yes.
In Missouri.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. Wow. And you recorded this album in Cash Cabin. Tell me, did you feel like Johnny Cash's ghost was like looming around?
Yeah, there are a lot of vibes in that cabin for sure. He has great things on the wall. Like on one wall, he has the Dylan's lyrics to Nashville Skyline that Dylan wrote down as he was writing that song. It's his original lyrics on that song. And over in another corner, he'll have a giant train that Kris Kristofferson gave his son John Carter for his 8th birthday. And then right behind where I was playing is a huge picture of Johnny Cash that was taken by Marty Stewart. And so there's a lot of reminders. You know, June Carter's piano is the piano we played on the CD, and I played one of Johnny's guitars on the CD. And yeah, so he was there for sure.
How cool.
Yeah.
What did that feel like to play on Johnny Cash's guitar?
Scary. They brought it over, and they said they just got it back from Gibson, and Gibson told him it was worth $280,000. So, yeah, the vibrato you hear on that guitar is from me shaking.
I love it. One of the my favorite songs on this album was written for your daughter on her wedding day. It's called Sarah's Song. So take me back to that day that your daughter got married.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Well, Sarah called me about a year before she got married, and she said, "Dad, would you sing a song at the wedding for our first dance?" And like an idiot, I said, "Sure, how about if I write a song for that?" And so then I was stuck, and it took quite a while to get just the right words and melody for that song. But I love it, and I got to sing it at the wedding, and the first line is, "I got my mind made up, I'm not going to cry." And at the very end of it, I started crying, but I'm a softie. I cry at Roadrunner cartoons. You know when the piano falls down on Wile E. Coyote? I totally lose it. You know,
you do not.
I do too. I guarantee you.
You are a softie. So I bet you everybody was crying then in the whole wedding.
Yes. Yeah. I think I brought everybody to tears.
I had my mind made up. I wasn't gonna cry when I walked her down the aisle. Daddy's little girl, she's all grown up beneath her wedding veil. And you can feel the love tonight
Oh, that's so sweet. And on this album, you have all your Poco friends, which is unbelievable. Yeah. So what did you keep in touch throughout the years and said, okay, now it's time for you to play on my album?
Well, we all keep in touch, and I do shows with Richie Furay every once in a while. Jimmy, too, Jimmy Messina. But George Grantham and Jimmy Messina are also on the record. They're on a song called Honeybee. That's it. And Tim and Richie sing on a song called My Friend, which is one of my favorite songs on the CD.
Yeah. The song Honeybee, I think you said in the notes, was kind of inspired by your grandparents.
Yeah. I think my grandparents had a lot to do with the musical talents. My grandmother was a piano player, a little redheaded piano player who played at the silent movies. When a silent movie would come on the screen, she'd play piano along with it. And they didn't have any scripts normally. You would just make up what you when the train's coming, and it'd go, you know, and that kind of stuff. Her creating music like that, I think, passed on to me and gave me the ability to create music. That's where it comes from.
Well, mercy me, can it be? I'm buzzing round like a honeybee. Honeybee, honeybee, I'm buzzing round like a honeybee. Honeybee, honeybee, I'm buzzing round like a honeybee.
So, but Honeybee is really a song that I thought I wanted to write a song that they could have done back in the 20s and 30s. And so that's Honeybee.
You have a great story about Crazy Love, about how it almost didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right before the Legend album came out, Timothy B. quit to go to the Eagles, Timothy B. Schmidt, and George Grantham, our drummer, he quit and joined the Birds. He was playing with the Birds. And so there was just me and Paul Cotton left, and the label was going to drop us. They didn't have a lot of faith. But management we were rehearsing a new band already, and we were playing new songs, teaching them new songs. And one of them was Crazy Love and the other was Heart of the Night. And management heard it. And so when the label said, you know, we think we can't continue working with Poco, they said, well, come down to the rehearsal hall and listen to what they're working on and see what you think. And so they came down and we played Crazy Love and Heart of the Night, and they said, go make a record. And so the band very well could have ended in 1978, but Crazy Love came riding in, and that was our first number one, and that album was our first gold album, our first platinum album. And so that was a real turning point in the history of Poco.
It happens all the time, this crazy love of mine wraps around my heart, refusing to.
It's infectious, you know? I mean, like, the tune is in your head all day long, 24/7. It can't come out.
Yeah. It gets played a lot at Lowe's and at grocery stores and, you know, those kinds of things.
You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to ask you, like, the weirdest place that you've ever heard the song playing and why you feel it still resonates.
You know, it's become a classic. I mean, over all these years, it's embedded in everybody's mind. And it's been used on TV shows and all kinds of different things. And so it's just there in our consciousness. And I think that's why it goes on all the time. You know, years and years it's gone.
What's the weirdest thing that it's been played for?
The stripper. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Actually, one time, I friends told me, actually, is what I mean, that they heard it.
So it was played at a strip club for a stripper to dance to.
Yes, pole dance.
I can see that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, it's quite an honor. I think they have a separate chart for the pole dance songs, and it was at the top of that chart.
You could be a stand-up comedian, just in case. You never know. When you started out in the music business, it was the late 60s.
Yeah.
So why do you think it's still that's the nostalgic of it that we still go to?
I'm not really sure. I think, you know, music that's worthwhile lasts. And I think a lot of the music, I mean, there was great music in the 60s and 70s, great artists, and there were some that were not so great. And it's the same thing today. There's some great artists and some great music out there. And then there's some that, you know, maybe not so great.
But people don't really know, like, the pieces that make up an incredible band, mm-hmm. like how Poco, you know, got together and had so many hits, and then everybody sort of went in other directions.
Yeah, I think Poco is unique in that the first band that we had starting off in 1969 when Picking Up the Pieces came out, we had Randy Meisner, Jimmy Messina, Richie Furay, and George Grantham. And, of course, later on, Timothy B. joined the band. And so you look at Poco, and it must have been good because two, you know, Randy and Timothy both ended up in the Eagles. Jim Messina with Loggins and Messina was so successful. I was successful with Poco, and Richie, of course, with Buffalo Springfield, you know, he's got a legacy that's a mile long. So here's one band that, you know, that touched Eagles, Loggins and Messina, Poco, and Buffalo Springfield, all contained in one band. And I think that's pretty unique.
It's like you could be the 6 degrees of Poco.
That's right. I never thought of that.
You could start a whole game out of it.
Okay.
Very cool. And you wrote this song, My Friend, about Poco and about your friendship with these guys. What was it about you guys that you were able to still be friends after being in a band?
Yeah, really. Blackmail, actually. I have the photos, you know.
You have the stripper photo.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know, that's a song that came really quickly. That's a song that I didn't write. I just wrote it down. It was already a song when I got it. And I think I wrote it in a day or two at the most. It was so complete, and it's so complete. But when I first started, I was thinking about what I was just talking about, the fact that back in 1968 and 69, you know, we were Randy Meisner, George, and I were three starving guys, like in one apartment with one car, and we survived on stealing ham sandwiches from the Troubadour where we played at night. And for us, we never would have dreamed that we'd be here 50 years later still playing music, and that everyone would be so successful. Eagles, Loggins and Messina, you know. And so that's what I started off thinking the song was about. But then we started playing it in concert. I'm looking out at the audience, and that song is really about everybody. It's about the audience, too, because all these folks have followed Poco for 50 years. We've been part of their lives, just like they've been part of our lives. So the song, it fooled me. I didn't know what it was about, really, until then, that it's about all of us. And it's about people who love the Eagles. And, you know, the whole thing revolves around all these people. We're friends, and they're my friends, So that song is actually much broader than just being about the Poco guys. And I think that's so cool.
Here we are after all these years, still the same as we were back when. Oh, so long ago, you know, my friend. May change, you know they do. Life's been good for me and you. After all that we've been through, my friend.
There's a testament that everybody is still friends. There has to be, you know, that's a testament to you.
Well, yeah. I mean, we all still play together once in a while, and we still admire each other's work. And how could you not? I mean, they're great guys.
Yeah, because some bands who will remain nameless, some of them hate each other. And just, you know, never twain shall meet.
Well, I can, you know, a band is a lot like a family, and you know how that goes. So I can understand that.
You dedicated this album to your wife, am I correct? And thanked her?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I did. And she's in that song, Down Home, you know, where it says, ragged shirt and baggy jeans, sunlight streaming through her hair. That's Mary at the cabin, you know. That song's about that area that I, it's about Pucky Huddle. And all the great friends that we've made there. There are people out there in the country that are from all over the world. The guy that did the album cover is from Poland, and he's a friend of ours there. And we have friends from England and Spain, and the whole community is a real melting pot of different cultures. I just had dinner at this guy, he's a cheesemaker, and he's from Holland. And, you know, it's just so weird.
I'm going to have to come visit you, Rusty.
Yeah. And he has great cheese. That was a song dedicated to, you know, talking about how much I appreciate where I get to live these days.
A mountain up on a hill, just shining like a diamond on an emerald field. Hey, watching the clouds drift slowly by. But if you can't see heaven, you never will. And there's no place I'd rather be, sitting back just fancy free. Down home, down home. Woo!
We've been married for 12 years. I actually met her there in Missouri playing a lodge that's 20 minutes away from where we built our log home. And we were doing a show there, and she was at the show. And I met her one night, and we started talking. I was living in Nashville, and we started talking back and forth. And then she visited me, and I visited her. And pretty soon, we decided we needed to be together. And she took me to this, to Red Bluff Park in the Mark Twain National Forest, where her family goes every year and has since she was born. And it's a place that she loves. And we went there. I met her family there for the first time. And there was this piece of property with a for sale sign on it, overlooking a beautiful piece of property that the state was going to buy and use as a scenic overlook. But it was, they couldn't have, it was too expensive. It was beyond their budget. So we ended up getting it and built our cabin there. So now we live where it's been her dream place all her life. And it's really neat. I can go down to the river and go fishing. And there's lots of friends at the park, and they come and camp. And it's a pretty neat way to go.
Sounds like a new beginning.
Yeah, it really is.
What do you hope people come away with after they listen to this CD?
Well, I hope they love it.
aside from that.
There's some great playing on it. The band, you know, Rick Lano's the drummer. Michael Webb is the keyboard player, and he plays a lot of different instruments, just like I do. So we had this wide palette that we, you know, mandolins and dobros, and he plays accordion, and he played a harmonium on My Friend, and B3, and that kind of stuff. And then Jack Sundrud is our bass player, and he's been with me since 1985. So, and we're all the best of friends. And so I think, I hope people are maybe surprised by how good the music is, how hopefully well written it is, and it's got that classic Poco sound to it, because that's, I can't get away from that. That's who I am. I just hope they enjoy the CD and it becomes one of their favorites.
Rusty Young, Waiting for the Sun. That's thank it. You so much for joining me.
Well, thank you. It was great talking to you. And by the way, cheer up.
Nobody's ever said that to me before.
Thanks a lot.
It's just another morning, waiting for the sun to shine.
Always news.
Always refreshing.
Always candid.
Always milling about.
Robin Milling delivers what celebrities are saying to you.